From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I got a bunch of news I need to cover, and I got that news piece I want to air when we come back in the next segment, where the media, and they do this on hundreds of different issues, builds a straw man rather than actually face what someone has said or done. You just change the story and then apply it to who you're talking about. I'm like, hey, they got all the troops. They're preparing for martial law. Here's the Army manual, links to Army.mil, 1.4 billion bullets, hundreds and hundreds of giant black armored vehicles, thousands of tanks being pre-deployed. All this is being admitted. And it gets finally breaks through, becomes a big national story, and they're like, what's the big deal? It's 174,000 rounds of ammo, Alex. Gee, I heard this bullet story. Turned out it was 174,000 rounds. Yeah, you know them conspiracy theorists. It's just like, oh, my gosh. I want to give the number out because I will take calls some at the bottom of the hour, specifically on this issue. I want to hear your take on media hoaxes. Like, they've been taking thousands of homes I know of without deeds. Thousands, where it was totally paid off and it's pure fraud. It's not like they sold it over and over again and you're not really in foreclosure, but they put you into foreclosure and then they kind of halfway cheat you. I mean, the house is paid for and they take it. I mean, you know, this is not an accident. It's been going on for about a decade. That's what I mean. We're being robbed everywhere. And it makes me so angry to have all of this going on. I've had enough of it. It makes my blood boil. I can't stand it. I'm not that smart. I can't believe the average people I look at are so incredibly stupid. We'll give the number out actually at the start of the next segment. I'm not going to give it out right now. We'll give it out when we start the next segment. Look at this. Possible lawsuit over Aurora movie shooting targets the owner, and they're saying they should have had security there, and then that's going to force, that's why you can't have diving boards, can't have metal slides, it's the nanny state. But government can have drones kill you without due process and put fluoride in your water. But for everyone's safety, even though statistically it's one of the lowest, you know, most less dangerous things out there statistically is a mass shooter, you better have cops in the theater, you better have metal detectors, you better have body scanners, which is what the TSA has always been planning. That's CBS out of Denver. Now they're talking about suing him because the police got there in 3 minutes. The police don't have to protect you. They don't have any statutory liability. They are there under statute to find you once you've committed a crime so that you can be brought to the People's Court of Justice. But it gets worse. The bureaucrats don't want the police to even be able to just do their job. They want to claim you're not allowed to protect yourself and that the police are going to do it. But then they're not liable to protect you. But so the police aren't liable to protect you, but the movie theater is. How about you're liable to protect yourself? I got five people work here with concealed carry. And I don't need a concealed carry to have my 37 right here with me. You think I'm scared of somebody coming around here? You think I'm scared of somebody coming to my house? My house looks like in Commando when you go in Schwarzenegger's gun closet. That's about what I got. Oh, man, thank God I'm red-blooded. Thank you, Lord, that I was not born castrated and that I didn't come from a family of jellyfish that lay supine on their back worshiping as little sycophantic minions at the scrofulous, vestigial breast of the New World Order whore. Excuse me, I'm just in a really bad mood right now. I got to settle down. I tell you, it's this local coffee I drink. I think that's part of it. The best coffee in the known galaxy. You know why? Because it's not the type of bean that has the high even caffeine content that makes you get all hyped. It's a light roast. I'm learning the science of these. Actually, that just pushes me over the edge. I'm already pretty wound up. We've got federal government may finally recognize 9/11 cancer link, say attorneys of survivors. Oh, like we need the known criminals 11 years later to tell us what we already knew. I mean, those buildings are full of asbestos and there's 5 feet of dust on the ground and people have nosebleeds if they breathe 1 second. Government, you say it's safe? Well, let me just not wear a mask because you said so. Because I'm going to trust you. We're going to get into all that, too. We're coming back. Stay with us. sick of the glove.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from Affinity Health Products.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Van has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us here today on this live Sunday transmission, I like to expose media hoax. You know, they get on the national news every year before school and say, it's the law, you'll go to jail if you don't give your children inoculations. There is no law, it's a total fraud. And I sit there to parents going, there is no law. And they go, no, there's no way the school's lying on the news. And I go, okay, go type in vaccine waiver for your state. Comes up, and they go, and it says it's not even a law. This is a waiver to a policy, and I don't even have to do this waiver. They're like, well, they lied to me. I go, yeah, go in and ask for the waiver, and they'll say it doesn't exist again because they're trained liars. We've had such a criminal government for so long now, it finally reaches a flashpoint where the crooks just do whatever they want. I've got articles where bureaucrats and city inspectors are taking people's houses, where cops are robbing people, where city employees are running red lights hundreds of times. The red light camera show, I've got that in my stack. But that's nothing compared to big mega banks robbing people's private accounts now. I'm seeing cases every week where they're taking people's private bank accounts. They're taking gold coins, 1933 and before, claiming that there was a government confiscation executive order by Roosevelt in 33, which there was. My grandfather owned the first Chevy dealership in Dallas. He didn't turn his in, by the way. You turn it in for paper money, and then they ship the gold offshore. They're now confiscating those, St. Gaudens, 1933. This couple had some worth $80 million that they found in a safety deposit box of family. That's in the news. I mean, this government is so criminal, and you're laying down to it, lets them take over. Oh, man, we're in trouble. Now, earlier I was talking about, no exaggeration, hundreds of articles per day, because Google minimizes them. If you see like 50 articles a day, just put in the headline, you'll find it's duplicated. When there's an Associated Press article, it's in over 1,000 newspapers on average, thousands of TV stations run it. So this is in every paper in the country I've seen, including the local paper where I live, I saw it. And the Washington Post carried it as well, Detroit Free Press, LA Times. The horrible conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, you can go read it, Social Security buys 174,000 hollow point bullets, internet bursts with conspiracy theories. And I'm going to play a newsy compilation of radio and TV news pieces where this Lofa lady calls me a conspiracy theorist and the Daily Caller, but she's quoting our articles, Daily Caller's quoting us, and says we don't know what planet we live on. Now, remember, 1.4 billion rounds of ammo have been purchased. That was in the Financial Times of London and the Daily Mail and the Associated Press, but they reported it after we reported it like it was no big deal. When people got upset about it, they came out and built a straw man. When you can't address someone on what they're actually saying or doing, you create something fake they didn't really say, or a piece of what they said to make it deceptive. Because one article we did had links to different agencies, and it was 174,000 rounds in one purchase on top of this by the Social Security Administration. So they made the whole controversy about 174,000 rounds, not the 1.4 billion, the checkpoints, the mobile command centers, the wheeled tanks, the regular tanks, the Bradley fighting vehicles being delivered to cities, the drones, all of it. The Army manuals admitting their preparations for collapse and martial law. That's big news. So what do you do when people finally talk show host around the country actually picked up our story. The Drudge Report did and others and said, wow, this is real. Why are they buying $1.4 billion? Well, you just turn it around and say, oh, it's 174,000 rounds. They did this with drones a few months ago. The 30,000 drones the FAA has said they're going to fund. The arming of them, they came out and said, oh, Alex Jones at InfoWars.com said these drones over this Kansas were drones. They were manned Cessnas spying on farmers. But then our article had all these states where they were using unmanned drones. They just build a straw man. So here's the newscast we're going to analyze and then come back with other news in your calls. Here they are making fun of us, and this is just one of hundreds of reports on TV as well. So many, I can't even count them all. Making fun of us and lying to their viewers with a straw man. This should make you so angry. Here it is.
The Social Security Administration is getting unloaded on after a recent purchase of nearly 200,000 rounds of ammunition.
Why does the Social Security Administration need bullets? An agency that provides benefits to 56 million retirees, disabled workers, widows, and children, why are they stockpiling ammunition?
The agency says its 300 agents carry guns and made close to 600 arrests last year. It says the ammunition is used in training, but as KQV points out, the purchase is scaring some people.
It didn't take long for conspiracy theories to fly after the Social Security Administration posted a notice it was buying 174,000 hollow point bullets.
One such theorist, and likely the only one as outlandish, wrote in the Daily Caller, the hollow point bullets are the first step in a deadly government takeover. We are led to believe that they will be used only in an emergency to counteract and control civil unrest.
Good pause.
Eventually, each hollow.
I love how they try to not quote us. The AP and all of them did. That's our quote. In the caller, that's Paul Watson's writing. Let's continue.
This much ammunition can't be just for training. There aren't that many weapons and shooters in the U.S. to fire it. Perhaps it is to be used to arm illegal immigrants.
All right, let's stop right there. I mean, the White House already armed the illegals with 20,000 guns, ammo, and hand grenades to blame the Second Amendment. We already have been covering this. We're talking about the 1.4 billion rounds of ammo. We also said, are they sending it to the Muslim groups that NATO's arming? It turns out they've been doing it. See, but they take it all to make it sound outlandish. Here it is.
So back here on Earth, as the Daily Beast puts it, hollow point bullets are standard for many training centers, and the SSA makes similar requests every year. The site notes.
Good pause. We pointed out that almost no one uses ammo that costs four times as much. The type they have is even more, most expensive you can get. You don't use that at a shooting range. You use target ammo, full metal jacket. But again, they spend that. This is what they do, and this is across the board. They are preying on you like you're stupid. We believe you're smart and talk to you like adults. Here it is.
To be so much less interesting than the paranoid fantasy.
Ah.
There will never be any end to this sort of thing as long as Obama is president. The SSA contends the jobs of the officers are dangerous. All of the ammunition is needed, and almost all of it will be used on the firing range. For Newsy, I'm Carissa Lathan. Multiple sources, the real story.
Yeah, multiple sources. So she gets TV and radio reports and then takes our reports out of context from another report and then regurgitates this. And this was done all over the country. ABC News, NBC News, CBS News. Even though they'd all done earlier reports 3 weeks ago off our first reports, where we went and said, wow, 1.4 billion rounds. So what did they do? They first reported on the 1.4 billion in pieces, you know, the 750, the 450, the 250. They reported on all those. You can type those in and find them. But then when people got upset, they went back and said, okay, we'll blame it on Alex Jones, and we'll say 174,000, and we'll have the head of police agency saying, we need 174. That's not too many. Oh, we use hollow points at the shooting range. Yeah, that's what we use. See, that's what they think of you. They think you're dumb. Here's the toll-free number. I want your take on this and more. First-time callers today, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. Paul Watson did a report on this. I went and dug up the info on it. We collaborated on it. That is, in the last 11 months, since last November, I guess it's less than 11 months, 10 and a half months, since last November, 1.4 million rounds. That is conservatively 10 times, because you can go back to the previous year and the year before that, 10 times what domestic, quote, law enforcement has ever bought. 10 times. And our article, again, had the Army links with the Department of Defense admitting they're operating domestically. In fact, that was in the news. The ACLU covered it last week. They're now using the Army to list peaceful protesters as, quote, low-level terrorists at the DNC and arrested peaceful protesters and asked the courts to hold them, saying protesting is now terrorism. It's on the ACLU website. You can't make this up. Folks, you cannot make up how much trouble we're in. Okay? And again, this is complex issues, and they know it's complex, so they manipulate you. We have, you know, Wired Magazine, Associated Press, you name it, about drones being used and being armed nationwide and being used to spy on citizens and to arrest people in North Dakota, you name it. And then they just come out and say, Alex Jones says in Kansas that these planes spying on farmers were drones. They weren't. They were the EPA in Cessna's spying on farmers. Our article said they're already spying on farmers here, and now they're using drones. And they just said we were lying to people when we were right. They are threatened by us because we do our job. We'll be right back. Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. Therosafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com. And your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
What's going on with food prices? Have you noticed how your favorite ice cream is now 14 ounces instead of a pint? Round-trip airfares into 9 major cities has increased 44% in just 1 year. Ask your 18 to 25-year-old what it costs to buy some nice, fashionable jeans. $300? And yet not one person in 100 realizes these prices reflect government spending and Federal Reserve Bank dollar printing. Gold in the last 10 years has increased 450%, while the dollar's purchasing power is declining daily. My name is Daniel Larson. I work at Midas Resources. To learn more about how gold and silver can protect your dwindling purchasing power and your IRA accounts, call 1-800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. Daniel Larson, 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopia
Philadelphiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, we're evil. We actually quote the Founding Fathers. We actually try to follow what they said because it made perfect sense. The more you learn, the smarter you understand those men and women were. And I am here to defend freedom. I am here to go 110% right into the face of the globalist. Whatever may come, I am committed. And let me tell you, that's a good feeling. It's a good feeling to know you're doing the right thing. It's a good thing to be informed. It's a good thing to know who your enemy is as well. All right, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen. I want to go to your phone calls, but I was getting into the hoax that has been run. And speaking of hoaxes, I want to get into Agenda 21 right now and a report by Melissa Melton, one of the great reporters we have here at the InfoWars Command Center here in Austin, Texas. We now have 9 reporters and anchors and researchers on top of the rest of the crew, and that's because the broadcast has been growing, exploding, and we are taking the increased capital that comes in and expanding the operation in the face of the New World Order, because I'm not going to sit here and meet tyranny with half measures. It's got to be an all-in commitment that I was just discussing. When we come back from the break, I will start going to your phone calls, interspersed with a ton of other really big news concerning government takeover of the Internet, taxation, police state, big news on the economy. That is all coming up. Covering Agenda 21, that is a UN law, a global treaty agreement through UNESCO that our country has signed on to at the State Department level. It doesn't matter if Congress has refused the different treaties, the carbon tax treaty, the Copenhagen treaty, the stuff they've been promoting, the Durban agreement. They have officially shot down all these agreements except the one that George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to in 1992. And at that meeting in Rio, they called for a post-industrial world, a post-industrial America and Europe to bring us to our knees. It's not for the environment. In fact, you pay for carbon taxes, for transportation, for your home. They get rid of cars. They make only use bikes. You pay to the offshore banks that are exempt from the taxes and regulations, and they still live in their big palaces and fly around in their helicopters because they're billionaires. They can pay the taxes. It's designed. That's why the Third World said no at Copenhagen 3 years ago. They wouldn't let them see the treaty. They just said, vote for it, then you can see it. This is in the news. And then Lord Monckton was there, and he got ferreted a copy of it. They later admitted that was the treaty. They're at Copenhagen for the carbon taxes, and it was right at double. It wasn't double. It was like one percentage point below double the taxes on the Third World that there'd be on the First World. They told the Third World, yeah, the rich Europe, rich Japan, rich Canada, U.S., Australia, you're going to get their money. We're going to build you up. But really, this is all the commission on population that the British government came out with in 49. That got adopted as State Department Memorandum 200 in 73, that then became Agenda 21 in 1992. I mean, I'm giving you, if you're a listener, write this down, look it up. I'm giving you the entire track of this criminal. If you're a police investigator out there and you were taught some basic investigative skills, go write down what I'm saying, go look it up. All this is hidden in plain view. But my point is that this is a way to turn off all our resources, charge us more for less, charge us more for water, for less water, charge us more for our houses for less. And then once you're bankrupt, forcing you into these new homes, subsidizing you a little bit if you'll do what they want. They've set up the Gen 21 neighborhood at the old airport here in Austin, subsidizing people if they'll get into this system. Then they roll it out and force everyone onto it. Home inspections, banning gardens. And it's all claimed to be environmental, but it's not. It's about a power grab. It's about a prison. Melissa Melton went out on the streets of Austin, Texas, and actually found some people that want to live in a jail cell-style home to save the earth so Al Gore can have 15 houses. Here it is.
I'm Melissa Melton, reporting for Infowars.com. As Agenda 21, the United Nations plan to take control of the world from the local level up, grows across America under the guise of the Green Movement, our national sovereignty, our personal freedom, and our very way of life is under attack.
What is Agenda 21 for new listeners? Why is it important? And what are the new big developments? I mean, is it safe to say the battle is joined right now, Rosa?
For people who don't know what Agenda 21 is, it's basically, it's not what is Agenda 21, it's almost what isn't. It is the blueprint. It is the action plan to inventory and control all land, all water, all plants, all minerals, all construction, all animals, all means of production, all energy, all information, and all human beings in the world. It is a completely comprehensive plan, it's global, and it's implemented locally.
Agenda 21 highlights include the destruction of the family unit in the name of sustainable development, with people being forced to live in tight, compact cities and high-rise stack 'em and pack 'em apartments no bigger than this 16 by 16 foot space. I decided to ask people what they thought about the UN's plan to get people on the grid. So, would you live in a house no bigger than the size of this square?
It feels like a jail cell. No way.
I mean, it's impossible.
Well, you know, it depends on what my options would be. If this was the only option, I'm sure it would be living under a bridge.
You need one at least twice this size.
This would be your entire house.
Yeah, three times as big, really. Yeah, I've lived in one about this size, and it was like being an animal in a box or something.
Would you do it for the good of the earth?
Maybe.
Yes.
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 Yes, I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Agenda 21?
I haven't.
No.
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 No. Agenda 21 is a plan we've been signed on to with the United Nations where we'd give up our property rights and freedom and be forced to live in apartments no bigger than this square. What do you think about that?
I think that's terrible. It sounds kind of like Chinese foreign policy or interior policy regarding their house and how they're controlling all aspects of your life.
I don't think it sounds fair.
Oh, wow.
This map, entitled Simulated Reserve and Corridor System to Protect Biodiversity, illustrates how the UN's Agenda 21 plan would work in the United States. Under this takeover, all personal property rights would cease to exist. The red zones, which make up the map's majority, will be mandated for little to no human use. The yellow zones are buffer zones for highly regulated use. Only in the scant green areas is any normal human use allowed. The tiny black dots are the dense megacities, where transportation will be tightly controlled, freedom will be restricted, and people will be packed in like sardines, living in tiny 275-square-foot units amounting to little more
All right.
than jail cells.
Great job, Melissa Melton. The full video report is up at Infowars.com right now on the front page, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and, of course, in full at PrisonPlanet.tv along with thousands of other reports. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a ton of other key news. We are the resistance, and we will defeat tyranny.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Some of your phone calls ahead of some financial news from around the world that is pretty scary, quite frankly, but being aware of this can turn it around. But I do just want to say this. I get worked up about this because I feel desperate about it. I know I'm right. It's so much worse than I could even say. because it's such a complex issue. It'd be kind of like if you were an expert diesel mechanic and somebody brought their diesel car in and they said, explain to me why, you know, the turbo has to be replaced on the turbo diesel. And you're like, did you go to school for 2 years to learn this? I mean, have you worked with, you know, diesels for, say, 15 years? I'm not insulting your intelligence. I'm sure you're better at whatever you do than I am. But I cannot explain to you, you know, why in layman's terms. It's blown. It's burnt out. It's ruined. It would cost more to fix it, the parts per capita. Do I need to explain assembly line theory to you? That it's easier to have a big run of things manufactured than to fix something by itself. We have to replace the turbo on your turbo diesel. It'll cost you twice as much. Now a moral person has to do that. An immoral person would just say, okay, you want to have the turbo diesel repaired. All right, that'll be $10,000. We're going to send it off to have it repaired for you. And that's kind of what society does. People that know what's going on, I'm not the only person. It's not rare to know what's going on. Most people that know what's going on, they go, oh, these people don't know what's going on. I'm going to take advantage of them. And that's what makes me mad, is people taking advantage of folks. Nowadays, we're such a corrupt society, it's like cute and funny to lie and take advantage of people. And I see examples of it all the time. Like, that's how you're supposedly professional, is if you know how to lie to people. You know what? I'm not lying to anybody. I'm not lying to myself. I'm not lying to you. It's hard to lie. You got to keep track of stuff. I don't have to keep track of jack squat but the facts. And lies destroy civilizations. We're losing checks and balances. We're losing due process. When the government says they can secretly disappear you, or when the NSA admits they spy on everybody. Remember me 15 years ago telling you they were spying on everybody and describing how we knew they were? Now it's exactly what we said. Because it was all there in the infrastructure. It was all there in the legislation. The truth is, none of this stuff's really hidden. These globalists go out, though, and they're not like one guy like Hitler or Stalin who just goes out and runs the whole show. Because sometimes those guys can be killed or taken out or, you know, whatever, and then things can change for better or worse. This is an oligarchy. And throughout history, it's oppressive, predatory groups that want to make people poor so they can control them and kind of hand out chicken feed to them. It's a form of domestication. And the elites always have disdain for people under these systems, and these systems tend to stagnate and fall apart after a while. They're not good systems. Truly virtuous elite are so confident they want to build everybody up because they know no one's going to even be able to challenge them, even if they're not a truly virtuous person. And they also understand a feeling of their family and of a larger continuum, and they want their great-great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren to be successful and to be in a golden age. And you get that only occasionally through centralized power with a philosopher king. There have been kings that have come along who, the history books say for ego, but generally it's more than that, who do establish real universities and establish real systems of thought and actually try to empower people. And that's the only time a big state actually does anything good. The problem is those things always get taken over down the road by their great-grandsons or granddaughters or great-granddaughters who are nuts and marrying their horses and doing human sacrifice and putting makeup on, declaring themselves God. I don't care if it's the Aztecs, the Romans, the Babylonians, the Chinese. Every culture gets these loons in control. Fifth generation, 10th generation, spoiled, rotten loons. And that's kind of what we've got today. And it's really dangerous because they've got powerful scientists, powerful tech companies, powerful researchers in the military-industrial complex working for them who are, with precision, coldly, like mercenaries, wanting the money and status, giving these wicked inbred families incredible power that no elite has ever had before. Race-specific bioweapons, seventh-generation atomic weapons, antimatter weapons. You didn't know the Air Force admits they've got antimatter weapons? They've leaked it on purpose 10 years ago. San Francisco Chronicle, Associated Press, Reuters. You can look it up. The point is that we're in trouble. I mean, the global elite can't control themselves. All they do is obsess on controlling us. The FBI is rolling out nationwide. It's already in place. They're making the announcement. FBI begins installation of $1 billion face recognition software into private systems, you name it. Facebook, which is set up by the CIA, is selling them all your face prints. They're going to give you discounts if they run your background and tell you what to buy with face deals. Everything's going to be tracked. It is so hellish. They're already outlawing the swap meets, the trade shows, the lemonade stands. Louisiana 2 years ago passed laws, no cash and secondhand transactions. They've already hired the Infogar Stasi force. My crew, Linda West, who's only been here about a week and a half, worked for TV, radio, run a major newspaper in a business suit, professional looking lady. Was downtown outside of Starbucks talking to people about their take on different things. It was mainstream stuff. I think it was the report's coming up this week. It's not done yet. And it was just what they thought about the government, the state of things. And a guy in a three-piece suit says, pulled out a camera and said, I'm taking pictures of you. Wait right here. And he called the cops on him. And the cops pulled up because he was an InfraGuard guy. And we're like, what are we supposed to do? Even have some of this on tape, folks. In America, there are people walking around that think a woman in a business suit with a guy with a $20,000 camera, a woman in a black business suit, who looks like, reporters on Fox News, a blonde in a business suit is sitting there, and the guy comes out and starts taking pictures because they said, well, what are the questions about? Oh, it's just about what your take is on the state of America, the state of the government, just your view of things. He's like, hold on, I'm calling the police on you. They tried to recruit my dad, folks. They tried to recruit all the dentists he knows to spy on their patients. Not for Al-Qaeda, just what are your patients doing and saying? They're training your kids to spy on you in public schools. They've got RFID chips around their necks now. Folks, it's all happening. It's all Department of Defense run. The country was taken over. And they've got all these collaborators with them who already think it's to the point where you're going to be arrested for your speech. And it already is happening now where protesters are being arrested. They're saying protesting is an act of terrorism, and the Department of Defense runs it. And these guys are so eager that he wanted cops to come, and the cops pull up and are like, but they still came. These guys have a little car. They think nobody knows. They go to little FBI meetings, and they sit around. And notice the mission isn't Al-Qaeda anymore, that the Western government's publicly run overseas and are funding giving weapons. I have mainstream news in the stack today on that. No. It's gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, constitutionalists, people that believe in a new world order, people that believe there's a world government. Folks, the world government's been announced. Will you get the world government on CNBC queued up, please? As they announced that we are slaves to world government. We wrote an article a few weeks ago. It was in our inaugural magazine, the InfoWars magazine. And what did it say? What did it say? It had dozens and dozens of links to mainstream news and world leaders saying world government has been established by foreign banks and that they're going to cut off our resources and bankrupt us to control us. And then in the ensuing civil unrest, they're going to have the police come out and take over, and everybody will applaud it because they're dealing with the economic collapse, which was engineered. This is the end of freedom, the end of America. Did you guys find that clip? No, we're digging it up. We're going to come back from break, take a few calls, and play that clip. We'll come out of break with it from CNBC. And I've got all these stories here just in everyone's face where this is happening. Be ready, callers, because I'm not taking a lot of calls today, but I'll give each person about a minute when we come back. Anita in FEMA Region 7, General Mayhem in FEMA Region 6, Patrick in FEMA Region 10, Stan in FEMA Region 4. Your calls are coming up.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I've got some urgent news for you. Did you know that a solar storm in 1989 caused an enormous blackout in Quebec? Here's the really bad news. Experts are predicting that solar storms will get really severe over the next year, and our electric grid is extremely vulnerable. In fact, the Wall Street Journal reported that we could soon face blackouts lasting weeks or months, leaving major parts of the USA temporarily uninhabitable. Are you prepared for this coming crisis? Watch the video at 123offgrid.com for a simple trick for generating your own off-grid power so that no matter what happens, your home will be a little island of light and warmth, even if it's dark everywhere else. And as a nice little bonus, you'll also slash your power bill. Protect your home by watching the free video at 123offgrid.com. Simply do what the video at 123offgrid.com says, and you'll be more prepared than 98% of people. Go to 123offgrid.com now. 123offgrid.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5%? Down from here.
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data, there's nothing to get excited about.
And that's CNBC. There are hundreds and hundreds of articles and clips where they break all this down. They call it global governance. They've bankrupted Europe by design. They got the European countries to sign with the debt that was really the bankers. This is real. And now they've got citizen spies everywhere teaching them speech is illegal. See, they're already trained for the next phase when they try to arrest everybody. And I got news for you, your little Red Dawn banker takeover. Zidin Ruskies of the Chi-Coms coming to get us. It's the bankers and your bankeristas. It isn't going to fly, okay? Hello, newsflash for you. All right, let's go quickly. Each caller is going to try to get a bunch of people in here. We got like 14 of them. Anita calling from Indiana, which is what, FEMA Region 7. We are under FEMA regions, folks. We have 10 governors as well and 10 regions. The other governors have been told to sit down and shut up publicly. You're on the air, Anita. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. And I'm from Iowa. And
I'm sorry, Iowa.
That's okay. I wanted to let you know that I live in a small town that, 2,000-plus people, and our police department recently purchased 10 AK-47 rifles. And also the chief of our police of our town is also a mercenary. He lives on his employment, Triple Canopy Incorporated, and also Fifth Force Reconnaissance Company.
Now, they're even putting foreign police chiefs in now. The feds give you money if you do. And, yeah, they're mercs. They're putting FBI, CIA in as the sheriffs, the police chiefs, mercs, foreign mercs. It's just a very dark day for us. It's a takeover, just like Hitler had the Vichy French shell out to him before he invaded. We're in deep trouble.
Yeah, it's bad. You know, I came home the other day. I had gone uptown to get some food, and I came back, and one of our finest was parked in my driveway. I had my flash on. He was doing a routine traffic stop, and he could see me. He looked in the side view mirror and just glared at me. So I had to go down, turn around, park across the street. And I have a big handicap parking thing on my rearview mirror. He saw it. Well, I called and made a complaint, and the chief of police actually called me. And all he said is, we'll talk to him about it.
Ma'am, I hear you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they don't respect us, but they expect us to respect them.
Well, a lot of police are actually awake and good. But, yeah, when you've got somebody, you know, who's a merc as your police chief, you're in trouble. I appreciate your call. A lot of the police chiefs are running drugs. That's on record. We're in a lot of trouble, folks. I mean, this isn't a joke. I hope people understand when this country's got cancer. General Mayhem calling from FEMA Region 6. That encompasses Texas. Where are you calling from in FEMA Region 6? What area, what state were you formerly in?
I was formerly in the state of New Mexico, Alejandro Cajones. We are now Region 6. I got a favor I need to ask you. Please, let's make one more attempt at the ballot box before we go to a different one and push for Gary Johnson. I know you've had him on, but I haven't heard you talk about
him. You know what? Get Gary Johnson on. He came to town, and they said something, and I was already full, but let's get Gary on. Absolutely. Look, I'm for supporting Gary because he'll at least educate people about Liberty, the former governor, for those that don't know, New Mexico, as a Libertarian candidate while he travels the country. I've endorsed him. I've tried to support him.
Oh, no, you've done good. Just get him on more.
Hey, what's your take on the 1.4 billion bullets that they admit they bought and they spent it and say, Alex said they got 174,000. He's making a big deal out of nothing. I mean, that's really desperate.
I think the prostitute media is disgusting. I don't pay any attention to it. I think the Department of Homeland Security is going to be in a world of hurt if they miss. Anybody they don't get on the first shot, they're done. We're not putting up with this. I'm a truck driver. I meet people all over the country that are awake and that are furious. Nobody wants it to come to blows, but you know, we're ready if it does. People are open carry all over the place here.
I know. Let me tell you. The problem is the globalists know that. They're offshore. They want a civil war where we wipe out the police and military. I don't want this to happen. I'd rather have the police and military wake up and realize what's happening. I appreciate your call. Makes me sick. Patrick in Oregon from FEMA Region 10, formerly of Oregon. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? And God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, I'm a proud resident of FEMA Region 10. Now, I just wanted to say, as far as in Oregon, it used to be really nice here, and it still is, but my father-in-law's in his 70s, and he goes out hunting and fishing. He has his whole life, and he'll go to places where it says, you're not allowed on this land, and it's public land. And
which under law says you're allowed to hunt there, and they still harass you, and environmentalists come up and tell you you can't be there because they've hired cult members as the forest rangers and BLM. I mean, look, the average park ranger believes you shouldn't be allowed in the park, period. They're kicking people off national parks just camping everywhere. Oh, man, we're in trouble.
Alex, they're foreigners, and these out in the forests and rangers, and I see in certain areas, they're foreigners. They're not even American. If you walk into a Social Security office in California.
I've had members of the British Parliament on that point out the majority of CPS workers that take kids in England, it's even worse there than here, can't even hardly speak English. They're bringing in people from countries where this is normal as the mercs. That's what I'm telling you. I appreciate your call. Great points. Stan in Kentucky, formerly Kentucky, FEMA Region 4, formerly Kentucky. Welcome from former Kentucky, Stan.
Hey, welcome, Alex. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi to you. How are you doing there in your former Kentucky area under FEMA occupation?
Well, we've lost our factory. Our manufacturing base is pretty much gone here. What little of it's left is hiring a shadow of what it used to. I woke up through NAFTA back in the early 90s. I just wanted to tell people one thing and ask you a question. Just look in your local communities and you'll see the corruption. You'll see the mayor supporting the football stadium and all of these things, but you won't see anything getting done to help the average individual in your city. The factories are leaving. And we just built a new arena here for the basketball team, college basketball.
They won't even play taps for veterans now at their funerals. There's no money, but they're spending more than – I saw a Marine Corps limo yesterday, and they've got endless money for people to fly around on junkets. It's just it's incredible.
The guy that woke me up, I want to ask you that. Just ask you, and I'll take the answer off the air. What if a guy named Chuck Harder woke me up back in the early 90s, and he had a big radio network going. I mean, he had like – 300 stations at one time, and they just shut him down.
You know, Chuck Harder's a great guy, and I tried years ago to get him on, and he was off air then. I hear he's back on. Let's get Chuck Harder on the show. Chuck Harder immediately. Yes, sir, we'll get him on. Great guy. Great radio host, great patriot, and we stand on his shoulders. Let's talk to Damien in Indiana, I believe, and that's FEMA Region 10, former Idaho. For some reason, my eyes are going out on me. I can't read from 10 feet away. Okay, they're in Idaho, FEMA Region 10, former Idaho. Go ahead.
Hey, God bless you, Alex. Thanks for waking me up.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind?
I can't believe that 1.4 billion rounds they're buying up. I don't know how they're going to implement that.
And that's in the news. Like that. That's in the news, but they say I'm lying about it.
Yeah, I know. You're lying about everything, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess we don't have 10 governors and 10 FEMA regions.
Yeah, but you're doing a great job. I got to say that they're really coming across strong, so really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you. What's on your mind, sir?
I've seen a lot of government soldiers coming through Boise up here, and then they're doing a lot of war games up here at the National Guard. So, you know, they never have the warplanes flying out. We got a base up here, but. They're gearing up for something, and it's obvious.
It's all part of a great homeland. It's in the Army Times. I said, where they're preparing to pull triggers on Americans. That's a quote, Army Times. Let's go to Tony in Oklahoma, formerly Oklahoma, now FEMA Region 6. I reside in FEMA Region 6, occupied territory. Tony, how are you doing up there in former Oklahoma?
Doing great. Hearing your voice there, sir.
What's on your mind?
I work for the National Guard, and on a daily basis, I play your program for everybody's enjoyment. And I get a lot of mixed reviews, but I work with a lot of conservatives, and one of them fell hook, line, and sinker for the old Social Security, $175,000. He came in and told me, no, they only got it for the fraud, you know. They have to do that, you know.
Well, all you got to do is print him up the articles about the $1.4 billion.
Talking to a wall sometimes, you know. Fox News, they got a very.
I tell you what, call me back tomorrow, 11 a.m. All of you, I promise we'll blow it out with calls tomorrow. Incredible hearing from you. I should have gone to him earlier. Get out there and spread the word about the foreign banking takeover.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app
free by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.